from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day.
Today is another blessed day in the presence of God. We appreciate God for showing us His mercy, for bringing us together.
We are approaching Christmas. Christmas is around the corner. The Yeletude is here. We will enjoy the blessing of God more in Jesus' mighty name.
Those of you that are celebrating your birthday, I rejoice with you. The glory and power of God will manifest upon you more. I say happy birthday.
For many of you that are celebrating your memorable days, your special days, I pray that the glory of God will manifest more upon our life in Jesus' mighty name. I rejoice and celebrate those days with you. Happy celebration. Today, brethren, let's look into the word of the Lord. We are rounding off. Let me round it up today to let you know that God is always concerned about you. You're going out, you're coming in, you're sleeping, you're waking up. He created sleep, but He never slept. He created diet, but He has never died. He watches over you because you are precious. Have that at the back of your mind. I don't know what people are saying to you. I don't know what people are doing to you. The Lord celebrates and appreciates you. Titus, the book of Titus chapter 2 verse 14. The book of Titus chapter 2 verse 14 say, who gave Himself for us, that it might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. A peculiar people, zealous of good work. He gave Himself for us so that He can make us free from every bad thing. He gave Himself for us so that He could be completely good, clean inside ourselves. No, He did all this so that we could become His own special people. You are special. I don't care what people are saying about you. I don't care who is condemning you. I don't care those that are rubbishing you. But I'm telling you today that God has special interest in you. He created you for His purpose, not for any man's purpose. He created you for His purpose. And that's why He's doing everything to make you fulfill destiny. Under that grace, I decree into your life today that you are making destiny. You are fulfilling destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, whatever you are passing through today, God allows those things so that you can be groomed. You can be groomed so that you can be qualified to handle the treasure that the Lord has for you. Looking into the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, I'm rounding up with that. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. I've said it before and I'm telling you now, put this at the back of your mind. I'm rounding up with this. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Yes, it's your duty to go on demonstrating. You have to be proud of Him. Don't allow your head to be downcast. When men are cast down, rise up and say there is a lifting up for you. Let Him know that you appreciate His being precious to you. You are precious to God. That's why He created you, fearfully and wonderfully made us. Brethren, many things have come my way, but I don't allow it to press me down. I'm fulfilling God's purpose. You have to fulfill God's purpose. You have to do what you're supposed to do. You are one of the people that the Lord has chosen for Himself. You are the people that are serving God. So you're God's servant. You are a king. You're not just ordinary. Yes, many people can do so many things. Remember, you must not lose your integrity. You are God, one of the people who obeyed Him only. You don't need to give obedience to any idol. You don't need to give your obedience to any man, but to God only. Because you belong to God. And the Lord has taken you out of the darkness, out of shame, out of frustration, out of poverty, out of stagnation. The Lord has taken you out there. He has chosen you so that you will go on telling people. People are looking for signs and wonders. They are waiting for signs and wonders to know that God still exists. And that will manifest in your life. The miracle that surpasses human reasoning will happen in your life. You are a precious person. You are a royal person.
person.
You are a wonderful person. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are peculiar. And the reason why the Lord is doing all this for us is to, for us to His blessing, to let people know that our God liveth. Jesus Christ breathed us from every accusation, no matter what is happening to you. Be alive. Rise up and shout hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Jesus' mighty name. Have a blessed day.
Let me stop here today. By the grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, I say the blessing of the Lord abide with you. Amen.
Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.